Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. The show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, Elite Vacation Homes is the place to go. They have homes from 2 to 6 bedrooms, they have pools, they have game rooms, and they have outside barbecues. So contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to rent a DVC hotel, if you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Contemporary, contact David's at davidsvacationclubrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Podcast 147. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Den. How you doing, Den? Pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. We're going to have a margarita and talk about the B Hotel. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm going in for, I don't know what kind of one tonight. What kind of margarita you want?
There's so many great ones out there. I had ones down at Disney World at World Showcase. What did I have? It was kind of follow suit from our last show with Bob from All in WDW talking about flower and garden, or flower and food, or food and flower. But it was a jalapeno margarita, and it was actually pretty good.
Okay. I usually like the lemon lime or the strawberry or, you know, one of the fruit flavors. So I think I'm going to go with a strawberry tonight.
Okay, you're going for the girly drinks.
Absolutely. That's why I look so good, Dan. I don't beat myself up.
Okay, it's all good.
So we're going to talk a little about the Bee. We did a wonderful interview with them, and I know you're excited, Dan. You're going to head over there and have dinner one night?
Yeah. The interview that we did a few days ago with the nice folks over there, which we'll get you their names and their titles before the interview actually comes onto the podcast here. But, yeah, you did refer to it as the Bee Hotel, and I think the correct name is the Bee Resort and Spa.
There you go, buddy.
So let's get it right.
It is a beautiful resort, though, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and as the listeners will hear from talking to the folks that they're going to hear, they have a lot more amenities than I ever thought they did or any hotel had on Hotel Plaza Boulevard, which is where they're located. So I was pleasantly surprised to hear about the amenities and some of the eating establishments that they have on site. It was pretty awesome and enlightening.
Yeah, you're going to head over. You're going to have dinner at the American Q. You're going to get to meet, hopefully get to meet Justin and, you know, Mary and Keith. And what's going to happen is you're going to take your picture over by that cool-looking pickup truck they have inside the restaurant.
Yeah. The actual name of the restaurant is The Pickup, and that's kind of their grab-and-go quick service. It's a full-service coffee shop that has sundries and, you know, ice cream and all kinds of stuff in there. But there's an actual pickup truck in the center of this place, and it's a pretty novel idea. I've never seen anything like this. And, you know, and then they, of course, have their signature dining room or establishment, if you will, called the American Q, which is, you know, kind of not fine dining, but innovative culinary experiences that, you know, I'm sure have some great, great food that I'm hoping to, like you said, Doug, experience here next week when we're down in Orlando.
Yeah, you're going to give us a nice restaurant review. We'll give that'll give our first review actually on Hotel Plaza Boulevard of one of the restaurants. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I, Doug, because, you know, like you're always advising me both on the podcast and off that, you know, it is nice to try different things and kind of expand your range of both on-property restaurants and some of the off-property offerings, which there are quite a few around there, including the, you know, Swan and Dolphin, even though we both know they're on-property and we kind of have this running discussion all the time. But even for somebody like me that's a Disney traditionalist, I tend not to even consider them when we're down there. And that's That's shame on me, I guess, because I'm missing out, because I know there's some great restaurants there. And as we learned from the folks over at the B Resort, they have awesome dining there as well.
Exactly. And you can kind of say, you can kind of continue to be your on-property snob because they are still considered on-property. Even though they're not Disney-owned hotels on Hotel Plaza Boulevard, they do rent the property from Disney, so they are considered a Disney hotel. And you'll hear they have the shuttle service. They have all the amenities at all the Disney hotels. We even found out you can get your stuff delivered in the room there, which.
That blew me away.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that people think that they don't have and they do. You can sign out iPads. I mean, the rooms are absolutely gorgeous, and then comparable to the price point of that hotel compared to the Disney hotels that Disney owns is you're getting a really good deal to stay at the B Hotel with a luxury room for value to moderate prices from what I've seen.
Yeah, and again, not to give too much away, but as we talk to the folks at the B Resort, they have everything from a standard hotel room to kind of like suites that have much more amenities and rooms and can accommodate more people. So they can pretty much accommodate anything from a couple to a 5-person family, a couple of kids or whatever. So they have a lot more options than some of the Disney hotels do. And I think, like you said, Doug, the location of the B Resort is actually a stone's throw away from Disney Springs. So if you do elect to stay there after you hear our podcast, and we recommend that you do, it's a short walk right across the way to Disney Springs, and then you can hop on a bus and do what you got to do to get over to the theme parks or partake in the Disney Springs district.
Absolutely. That's one of the things I'm excited about. I'm excited to hear about your restaurant review. I'm excited to hear how you, because you are a Disney snob,
I am.
what you actually think about the hotel. And then the other thing is the walking distance. I'm excited about staying at. I want to try and stay at this hotel one time to broaden my horizon, especially me being a travel agent. I like to give every option available. But it's as close to walking from there as it is to walk from Saratoga Springs almost right to the downtown Disney, and you got all the beautiful part of it is that you get to enjoy all the restaurants, and especially with Disney Springs open, and this hotel is going to be a hot commodity.
Yeah, I mean, the old saying in real estate, location, location, location. And I agree with you, Doug. It's probably an equal distance from Congress Park at Saratoga Springs versus the walk that you would have from the B Resort and Spa. So it's, again, different accommodations, different price point, but there's pros and cons to each, and I'm interested to find out what those pros are staying at the B Resort. So again, I'm looking forward to eating in the restaurants, and hopefully Keith will have the time maybe to give us a little tour and show us a typical room and the layout. And well, again, I won't spoil too much, but there are other amenities there that we haven't mentioned yet that you'll hear later on in the show.
And guys, please bear with us. The audio of this, it sounds good, but what they did is they did a conference call with us. So they didn't have their normal headphones on like you'd normally do during an interview. They did it like a conference call with the microphone in the middle of the table. So there is some echo and all, but for the most part, the interview is it's clear enough. You can hear, and I really suggest you listen to it because the B Hotel is a hotel you really should learn a little bit about. Don't you think, Dan?
I do, and I learned a lot just in the brief conversation we had with them.
It
So,
intrigued you, didn't it?
yeah, I mean, you're always on me about it, but hearing it from them, because I'm not going to listen to you, of course. Hearing it from somebody else makes it more believable, I guess. I'm only kidding, Doug.
I know, buddy. That's just for that. You're buying the margaritas
Oh
today.
boy, okay,
You
it's going to
have to.
hurt.
You're leaving for Disney World. You're leaving me behind, buddy.
I know, but I need every dollar I can get, so we'll see.
No, I hear you, good buddy. Well, anyway, let's get on to this interview, and we'll let you know who you're going to be hearing from. You're going to hear from the general manager, Keith Wallings. You're going to hear from director of sales and marketing, Mary B. Hutchcraft. And then Justin Leo is the director of food and beverage, and he's also the executive chef. So he's the one going to be cooking you dinner, Dan.
I can't wait. It was great talking with Justin, and he sounds like he knows what he's doing. So I'll put him to the test and see if what he said was accurate.
Oh, I know you're a professional eater, Dennis, so
That I am.
okay, guys, enjoy our interview. I hope you guys enjoy it, and we will see you guys next week. Talk to you later, Dan.
See you later, Doug.
Bye-bye. Hey, guys.
Very well.
Very
Thank
well,
you.
thank you.
So we wanted to get into the resort. It's steps away from downtown Disney, which is going to be Disney Springs. Are you guys excited about that?
We're very excited. There's a lot going on in downtown Disney right now, but they're moving along nicely.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a big moving point for you guys as far as people wanting to stay because of all the restaurants they're going to have with your restaurant there, the American Q. That's your main restaurant on property, correct?
Correct.
And go ahead, I'm sorry. You guys were breaking up. I apologize.
American Q is our signature restaurant, absolutely.
And that's a barbecue restaurant. One of the themes is barbecue of that.
It is barbecue. It's a take on barbecue from across the Americas. So we highlight different cuisines as far as, what is barbecue in the Pacific Northwest, what's barbecue in Louisiana, what's barbecue in the Northeast, and of course the regional traditional barbecue areas like Texas, Memphis, St. Louis as well.
Okay. Yeah, I was reading through the menu. I'm looking forward to one day coming over and trying. I mean, I don't know where I'd start.
Tough decisions. Everything's good though.
So you guys have 364 rooms there, correct?
394.
394? And
Yeah.
how many of them are suites and standard rooms? What's the breakdown?
We have various types of suites. In fact, we're pretty blessed for a hotel our size and the inventory that we do have. But the one we have the most of is our 17 B Enhanced Junior Suites, which provides a sitting area and then a rather unique guest room off to the side with French doors. Just a very, very pretty design in those suites. Then we have a poolside master suite, which is very expensive, very large, very spacious. You could bring probably three families in for 10 days and be perfectly comfortable. And then you get the lanai area outside that is just poolside for all of those three rooms. So lots of living space, lots of sleeping space in the family master suite that's poolside. And then we have, of course, the signature master suite up at the top of the resort that has a beautiful view of the Disney fireworks and Epcot fireworks in the evening, and that's one of the most sought-after suites up at the top of the resort on the 17th floor. So lots of suite opportunities here for families or anyone for looking for a little bit of upgraded accommodations. And then we have two locations for our accommodations. They're either in the tower, which is up over the front desk check-in area. And then we have the lanai, which is two floors, and it's more of kind of an old south feel around poolside, though it's very contemporary now since the redevelopment. So you've kind of got the family environment going on around the pool, and then for corporate meetings and guests who prefer a tower environment, we have those as well. Large majority of our rooms are two queen beds. We find that that's the most requested bedding accommodation type, of course, with a lot of our guests coming with families to go to the theme parks.
Yeah, a couple of gentlemen, a couple other things on and above that configuration in the lanai, which is our lower portion of the resort. We have 20 family-friendly rooms that have bunk beds in them. Very popular with the families, kids love them, and it works real well for us. But also in the tower has double queens and king-size rooms, but there's also the mini suites and the suites. But every room in the tower has a pull-out sofa. And every room in the tower has only showers only. Where in the lanai, the lower portion of the resort, we have double queens and kings. We don't have pull-out sofas, and we have tub and bath, so it gives more flexibility for the families.
Now, do you have any rooms that actually sleep five? Like a standard would be five, because we have a lot of guests. Because when I in a, as a travel agent, that's one of our biggest, one of the hardest rooms to book is for the family of five.
With in the tower, we have double queens and a pull-out sofa in the room, so it'll fit five comfortably.
Okay, oh, that's what I was curious about. I didn't know if they were your king rooms or if you had the two queen size bed plus the sleeper. That's very nice. And they're the accommodations, like I said, they're the hardest ones to come by, and it's nice to see that you guys have that.
Yep. It's a big selling point, no question about it.
Yeah, this is Dennis from up in Boston. How you doing, guys? Yeah, question I have. I mean, I know you're a fairly new resort. How many months have you been open, or has it been over a year already that you've actually been open at that facility?
We opened mid-June of last year.
Okay, so you'll be coming up on your anniversary this coming June. For our listeners, and again, like Doug said, he is a travel agent, so he's booking families, you know, anywhere from folks that tend to stay in moderate accommodations all the way up to the higher-end Disney hotels and resorts. Could you tell me what are some of the advantages of maybe staying at your place from a monetary perspective and amenity perspective, and somebody looking to have a week or 10 day long Disney vacation? What are some of the things that they would they'd have an advantage over possibly staying on Disney property, staying at the B?
Well, I'll take a stab at that, Dennis. You know, I think that for we're very affordably priced for a four-diamond resort at the B. Part of that is because we have just come back online last June, and we're building back our repeat guest database, as you can imagine. So we're always offering some special value rates for need times, and you would find us priced somewhat above your typical branded convention-type hotels, many of which we have located here on Hotel Plaza Boulevard. But you would definitely find us well under, say, the five diamond accommodations that guests would be looking for. So pretty moderate for the quality of hotel that we have here. And one of the distinct advantages of staying here on Hotel Plaza Boulevard is that we are an official Walt Disney World Resort. We have a Disney store right here on site, but we also offer every 30 minutes a shuttle runs continuously to all of the Disney parks and to Downtown Disney in the evening, or Disney Springs in the future. So that in itself saves you a ton of money at a staying at a lesser priced hotel that doesn't offer transportation, because parking can be quite expensive, as you know.
Right. I'm sorry, there was some feedback. Now, what about if somebody wanted to purchase, like, theme park tickets? Do you have the ability to sell them on site there, or do they have to make other arrangements?
We have a full-service concierge desk here on site that can provide tickets to anything that they would like to go to in Orlando.
Okay, so even if they were going to go up to Universal or SeaWorld or any of the theme parks in Central Florida, you can the concierge can meet their needs.
Exactly.
We have the concierge in the lobby. We also have the Disney store in the lobby. So if there's anything specific that they're looking at, any of the Disney parks, that store can accommodate that as well. So basically, we have the Disney store plus our own concierge that can sell tickets to attractions, transportation, restaurants, talk about restaurant sightseeing, shopping. They can coordinate a lot of that.
One extra benefit also is that if you are shopping at Disney, which is a big popular pastime for many of our guests, you can have the packages delivered that you purchase throughout the day can be delivered to you, for you to the resort. So you don't have to worry about keeping up with them all day.
Yeah, that's awesome. So if you purchase something, let's say at Epcot, you could make arrangements to have that delivered back to the B, and then you'd pick it up somewhere at the Disney store or somewhere when you got back to the resort?
Right here at the hotel. It would probably be delivered to the guest room.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, the same thing as on property. So, I mean, and you guys are on property, so everybody knows. Hotel Plaza Boulevard is considered Disney property.
Yes.
And then also, you guys, when you check in, you give everybody an iPad? Is it like part of the room, or how does that work?
No, wait, part of our one of our signature elements is to be in be connected, and we offer iPads available for loan at the desk. So you just sign for it, use it, bring it back.
Oh, that's really nice. And then some of the other amenities that you don't get at Disney hotels is what do you get, like, when you're standard, you stay in the room? What are some of the extras you get with breakfast? What kind of breakfast would be your complimentary breakfast? What would that entail?
Well, I'll talk a little bit about some of the amenities, and then I'll let Chef Justin talk about the breakfast offerings at the various outlets. But we are the only resort in the among the competitive set of hotels here that offers free Wi-Fi throughout the resort. It's called Freebie Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So whether your guest room, public area, outdoors, the pool, or the meeting space, all the wireless internet service here is free. We also have Monciere technology. Are you familiar with that?
No, we're not.
No.
The Monciere screens are quite the hit with our guests, and we have them located throughout the resort, and it's touch-friendly technology where you go up to the screen and you can do a number of things, including checking the airport, all the flight arrivals and departures, on time or not, how the schedules are running. You can pull up your own flight and hit print to print your boarding pass, which you then pick up at the front desk.
That's sweet.
Mm-hmm. If you want to look at things to do in the area close by within walking distance or driving distance, you just select from a variety of options from entertainment to dining to nightlife, and it shows you on an interactive map where you are and where that place is located with directions as to how to get there. So you can send a postcard from right there. We have several beautiful postcards of the resort that you can generate and type the email message to whomever you're sending it to and send it, send it to Facebook or email right there. So those are some of the amenities located at the resort. In addition, we do have an art gallery in the resort that people enjoy looking, where we feature local artists in partnership with Batterby's Art Gallery here, so we have all the art on display for our guests to enjoy.
I mean, the resort is beautiful. It's ultra modern. I mean, it's a gorgeous resort. I mean, the rooms, I was looking at a bunch of your pictures online, and I watched the video. The rooms are really gorgeous.
Thank you very much. We're pretty partial to them ourselves.
Yeah, I like all the clean lines in the hotel. It's a very clean and very modern-looking hotel. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I didn't want to say very contemporary looking to bring the Disney hotel into it, a resort, but it is. It's very contemporary looking, and like Doug said, clean lines, and they really do look awesome.
We describe it as chic. We like that word.
Yeah, there you go. Then that would fit. I agree.
Chic in a lifestyle hotel. That's
it's
what
a
we
lifestyle
call it.
Resort.
Yep.
Right.
Now let's just address the breakfast options.
Hey, Just.
So as far as breakfast goes, you know, we have a couple different options currently. You know, American Q is open daily, you know, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. for breakfast. We have an a la carte menu that's available in American Q, as well as a signature breakfast buffet that we really like. And most of the guests partake in that experience. You know, there's 8 different items on there, hot items, as well as your pastries, your fruit, your muffins, a couple different salads, a charcuterie platter in the morning, you know, and some fresh roasted vegetables as well to round it off. So really nice selections on that buffet in American Q. And then a nice creative a la carte menu as well, with everything from, you know, pancakes, ancient grain pancakes, to our Big Q omelet, which is, you know, just utilizing some of the barbecue themes in the restaurant. We've got brisket, pork, and some turkey that goes into an omelet, and we call it the Big Q. So some nice offerings in there. And then, you know, for those that are looking for a quick bite, we have the pickup, which is a grab-and-go style retail place, retail shop. You can go in there and grab a coffee, cappuccino, latte in the morning, a hot breakfast sandwich or a pastry and a muffin, a milk or a juice, and head out the door if you wish.
And what kind of service do you have at the pool bar? What kind of offerings is out there?
Sure, the pool bar will be open daily for lunch. We will be offering, you know, a lunch and slash snack kind of a menu out there.
Okay.
It is a tropical Asian fused menu. So there's a tropical theme carried throughout the menu, but Asian touches on it.
It sounds awesome. And the in-room dining, is it a full menu for your in-room dining, or is there anything you want to grab off the menu?
Yeah. In-room dining's got a full menu. It's a completely different menu from the menus that are in, you know, American Q or at the pool or at the pickup. You know, we serve 24 hours a day in in-room dining. So breakfast, some of the traditional favorites, you know, from American Q are served for breakfast, and we get into lunch and dinner, which is really one meal period for us, and then we get into our late night where we offer you know, some more snack type sandwiches and lighter fare on the overnight menu.
So out of the 3 years, what are your go-to meals at the resort, guys?
Go-to meals
for dinner, what would you say is your favorite on the menu?
We had on the salad at lunch today, that
sure.
Meat was divine.
So that was a flank steak.
That was the flank steak, which is one of the offerings in the evening.
And brisket, yeah. the brisket in the evening is great as well, and I think it's a nice accompaniment to the hotel. I think also in the morning at breakfast, the wide variety of the selection of the buffet. We also have omelets cooked to order in the dining room, and maybe talk about our signature truck that we have out there.
Sure, no, absolutely. You know, the flatbed buffet, as we call it, you know, is very unique in itself, not just because of the offerings, but also it's on the back of a 1951 Ford flatbed pickup truck. So
I seen that red cool. pickup. It's awesome. I would like to own that truck. That's sweet. That's a sweet ride.
Yeah, it's a beautiful truck, and you know, you can grab a meal, and then when you're done grabbing a meal, you can sit in the driver's seat and take a selfie and get posted right up on Facebook, and everybody can take a look at you having a great picture in an American Q in the pickup.
Have you heard about our soon-to-be world-famous swine candy?
No, I have not, but tell us about it. Let our listeners know.
It has made the front page of major culinary publications in the area.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, our swine candy is, you know, become one of those signature items for American Q. It's really a candied bacon, and you know, it's on our bar snack menu as well as, you know, the dinner menu for American Q. And you know, we try to do all different crazy things with the swine candy. You know, we did a bacon and bourbon hot chocolate with it over the winter. I'm thinking about doing a swine candy BLT. Mm. You know, maybe a swine candy
wow.
breakfast. So. Some different things we can do with it.
Put it on a tomato and grilled cheese, a little bacon in there. Oh, my goodness.
Now our locals who listen to the show, is there any kind of specials that you have for the week for them to come in, like happy hour, any kind of specials for walk-ins or anything like that?
Sure. I mean, I could, you know, as far as the happy hour goes, we offer, you know, happy hours 7 days a week from 4 to 7 at the bar. Bar snacks are, you know, reasonably priced. You can, you know, jump into American Q, have a couple drinks, a couple bar snacks, and really get something for your money.
Yeah, because some of our listeners that are at downtown Disney or Disney Springs, they might want to walk over to the hotel to check it out and maybe stay there for a weekend or some, but hop in and check out happy hour.
Well, you know, gentlemen, talking about American Q, you know, we really have three customers that we target and frequent the restaurant. We have our hotel guests that stay with us that join us. We have the local hotel community guests that join us. We also have the local community in general that come out to see us. So so the restaurant continues to pick up some nice momentum. We're doing a fair amount of our private parties as well, but it's unique. It's a unique destination along with a quick location to downtown Disney as well.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, so if I was going to stay there for a week or 10 days, like I was saying earlier, do you recommend that reservations are made, or are they necessary, or is it just kind of walk-up service, and if there's a table available, then you're seated? How does that work?
You know, again, it's going to depend on your preference. If you're looking at a prime time on a Friday or Saturday, you know, I would for sure recommend reservations, you know, but during the week, you know, coming up and just seeing if we got something available, you know, is usually not the problem. It's a 200-seat dining room, so we can accommodate quite a few people.
Wow. You can also make your reservation through OpenTable.
Okay.
Oh, good to know. Good to know.
Now, Mary, being you guys are also a convention hotel, what is your peak season? Like, what is you? Because, like, the Swan and Dolphin has a different peak time than the rest of Disney resorts. What is your peak time? What would you consider is your busiest time of the year? I know you've only been open since June, but what do you guys see as your trend?
Well, you know, spring break varies so broadly, and the meetings kind of, you know, they're heavier in January and then February, and then they slack off a little bit in March because you've got everyone traveling on vacations. Pick up again in April, get some in May, but then we get a totally different kind of business June, July, and August, but we still do have group business during those months. September, for some reason, is not quite as heavy and can be a very economical time to bring a meeting to this area. And then October, November, and December start picking up again.
Okay.
So, you know, if you were kind of looking for a value time to bring a meeting, I guess it would probably be July, August, September. When we could be a little more flexible, you know, give a little more meeting space to the guest room ratio and be a little more liberal with the concessions offered and a little bit more rate conscious.
Now, with your shuttle that you have, does that shuttle, is that exclusive to the B or is that shared with the other hotels on Hotel Plaza Boulevard?
Yes, there are seven hotels in what's known as the Hotel Plaza Association, and those seven hotels share the shuttles. Okay. But there is a fleet of them. It's not like one. It's, they have a fleet. So
okay.
Good availability on those.
You know, and then the other thing is with the vouchers, if you're staying on property, some hotels do, some hotels don't. If you're staying on your property, with your hotel parking voucher, is that validate you at any of the theme parks? Do you get any of those advantages at all?
No, we don't. I believe the only two differentiators between our resort being a Walt official Walt Disney World Resort and those inside the gates are the extra park hours that I believe those inside the gates get, as well as the dining pass that you can buy. And those are the only two distinctions that we don't enjoy being outside the gates.
Now, a little outside the resort, do you guys head over to the theme parks yourself much, or do you have a favorite park or favorite restaurant besides American Q?
We enjoy popping over there occasionally. Yes. Epcot is kind of popular with some of our clients who come in, and we enjoy that. And of course, we like to go over there and shop in the Disney gift shops at times for client gifts, and we certainly enjoy being in close proximity.
Yeah, I mean, the Food and Wine Festival seems to be getting bigger and bigger each year. I know some of the other, even non-Disney hotels and resorts down there are starting to jump on that bandwagon. I know the Swan Dolphin does a Food and Wine Weekend. Is that something maybe in the future you guys would look at maybe doing something with that?
Justin, we do some unique things we've done in the restaurant right now that we create as part of our dinner experience. I'll let him talk about some of the themed events that we've done or some of the special, packages we've done.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Currently in American Q, we run a couple weekly specials or weekly features, I guess, in the restaurant. You know, Mondays we call our Meatless Monday. What we do is we alter the buffet a little bit. It's a little bit more vegetarian friendly. In fact, all the offerings, with the exception of the peel and shrimp, are vegetarian on the buffet. And then we drop a cauliflower steak off at each table that orders a meatless buffet, and we're carving vegetable brochettes. So for those who may not be that heavy into the barbecue, there are options, and that's one of our weekly features. On Tuesdays, what we do is we value add to the buffet or to the carving experience our prime rib. It's a bone-in prime rib, so people that enjoy prime rib, they pay the same price for the buffet, $34.95. they get the added value of the prime rib being carved table side for that price. And then again on Wednesdays we do a whole suckling pig roast in the restaurant.
Good.
We call it our swine and spirits event. We roast in the restaurant over the open pit, and we pair it up with whether it's a spirit, a beer, or a wine for the week. And part of the experience there is if you get the buffet, you get the additional pig offering, and then a free pour, a free taste of the spirit liquor or wine beer that we're highlighting for the night. So just kind of like a pairing dinner, but just a little twist on that, and then something to bring people in for a little bit of a different experience and a nice value add as well.
My son's actually a chef in New York City, so this all sounds very interesting to me. I'm actually heading down there on a family vacation on the 10th of March, and I think you've just convinced me to come over one night during the week and partake in some of the stuff you just mentioned.
Good. Let us know. Absolutely. We look forward to meeting you and seeing you. Absolutely.
One amenity that we've not spoken about yet is the indulged Aveda Spa.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure that all your listeners are aware that we do have a full-service Aveda Spa right here on site. Very, very popular, the Aveda products. I don't know if you've used them yourself, but a very successful spa, and they offer, you know, treatments to those outside the resort at other, who are staying at other hotels, as well as our own guests. So certainly like to invite all your listeners to come and enjoy the services at the spa.
And what's, and what are some of the features that are in the spa? Like what's the different style rooms? Is there for husband and wife packages and stuff like that?
Absolutely, and they have a couple's room. They have three treatment rooms total, and one of them is a couple's room. We can expand that and set up alternate spa areas on the property if we have, say, a group that wants extended number of treatments at one time. But we also have a teenage treatment menu for teens. We have a spa menu, so if anyone's having a half day or more of services and would like to dine, we have a special spa menu that's been written for the spa. We have a vegan nail polish line that we carry, and we do full makeup and hair services. So it is a full service spa, and also our fitness center is located inside the spa.
And our fitness center is open 24 hours a day. We also have a kids zone on property that's close to the pool area that has games and just fun stuff with TVs and computers that the kids can go in there and just enjoy some of the a different venue to share, to be a part of. We also have a zero entry pool, saltwater heated pool, that's quite unique in itself out in the back area of the resort as well.
Now with the kids zone, and I'm not sure, I was just curious, now is there any kind of daycare or anything like that on property if mother and father want to go down and have dinner, or is there anything like that, or is there any services available for that?
We don't do that in the kids zone, but we can give them numbers for babysitting services if they would like to contract those on their own.
Yeah, because a lot of my clients, a lot of times, one night a week, they want to have mommy and daddy time, you know, just to go out and have a nice dinner and relax.
Yes. Well, our kids' zone was designed for families to interact with the children, you know, give a little quality time together. So there's something in there for all ages to enjoy.
What about guest assistance, like if somebody needed a wheelchair or to rent a scooter or something? Are you affiliated with any of the local scooter companies, or do you have on-site wheelchairs or anything at all like that for guests that may need that type of assistance?
Yeah, we work very closely with guests on if they need any assistance with any of the chairs or a scooter. We do it all the time, but we also have a small inventory of wheelchairs on property. But scooters continue to get more popular, and we have them delivered prior to the guest arrival, and they pick up after they leave. So they're here when they check in.
Okay.
Awesome.
So, and one of the last things, how bad is the construction and everything over there at Disney Springs? I bet you can't wait for that to be done so you can start walking. How long does it – can you walk right over there? How far is your resort from there?
The Disney does a nice job concealing any construction to minimize, just the overall look and appearance. You know, on weekends, on peak nights, they have people directing the guests to make sure they get to their location safely and in a timely manner. But out the front door of the resort, it's a 10-minute walk, nice leisurely walk, beautifully landscaped, right up to downtown Disney. So they do a very good job cosmetically working through the construction. But, you know, the first garage is open. Venues are slowly opening up both on this retail side and also on the, food and beverage side. But they're the masters of magic, managing the magic.
I think you guys, that's one of the big selling points. We're going to stay with you guys soon because I think for the amenities and the price point of what your hotel is, It's your hotel prices are close to what Disney is getting for their value resorts right now, and the amenities that you have. And I think one of the selling points is going to be, me and my wife love downtown Disney.
True.
Yeah,
no,
we love downtown Disney, and with all the new restaurants and everything else going in there, and with your restaurants, I think it would be a great time because we won't have kids with us. It's just me and my wife, so I think that whole area is awesome for that.
I think you would really enjoy a trip to our resort. I truly do.
We're definitely looking forward to trying it. Because I've stayed on Hotel Plaza Boulevard before, and I was very excited. I got a hold of Courtney when you guys were opening up, and I read everything about you. And I've been excited since the hotel was being built and changed over.
Well, please do come see us. We would look forward to seeing you.
You know, and I think the gentleman, the big thing to say about this, this wasn't a renovation. This was a full redevelopment of the property. Mm-hmm. You know, every nook and cranny, every aspect of the hotel is very distinct and unique, and it has come across real well, and the guests really enjoy the personality of the resort. It's different. We're very a lifestyle report resort with just a unique distinction, which makes us different than the local hotel community. Everybody has a great resort, great hotel. We just have that unique distinction.
And the positive thing is you're on Disney property, and that's the place you want to be. There's no place safer than being on Disney property.
The address works.
It does. Yeah. It very well does. You guys, it's a beautiful area there.
So. Yeah, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. And as Doug said, I'm definitely, I will come on. We're not staying with you folks this time, but I will come over there for dinner with my family and check out the resort. And I'll look for one or all of you and say hi. And hopefully on a future trip, we'll book with you guys and see it for ourselves.
Absolutely. You know, just drop me a note, to let us know when you begin to town so we can make a reservation for you. So we'll make sure our schedules are available so we can meet and see you and the family. And at any time you're looking to stay with us, just let us know as well. But we look forward to host you both and come see what we're all about. We appreciate your time as well.
And thank you so much. And if you guys, anything else you want to promote or talk about, any specials, anything coming out, feel free to contact us. We'd be glad to put you guys on and keep you, talking to our nice group of friends we have on our podcast, our podcast family.
We appreciate it very well. Our sidewalks are clear. There's no snow. There's no gravel. There's no sand. Everything's clear of sailing. So are the roads.
You might be seeing me tomorrow.
Have a nice evening, gentlemen.
So, thanks for your time.
Very much.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. The show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.